put up that said the Punta Gorda Army. And I thought, what did I get myself set up? Yeah, they have a long name. Let's see, I had to write it down because I don't think I could have it memorized. It is the Punta Gorda Guitar Army and Revolutionary... Neil Beatnik Revolutionary Ensemble. Repeat that three times fast. All right, let me tell you who we got up here on the stage getting ready to perform for you. Of course, Steve Blackwell right here to my right on guitar, harmonica, and vocals.
Check, one, two, check, check, check.
On sax over here, we got Jaffney Blackwell. You live in Punta Gorda too?
Check, check.
St. Petersburg. All right, we got Carrie Hussey on vocals. Steve Blackwell's daughter here. Love to hear her sing. I could hear her sing all day. We got Dan Leach on mando and guitar right over there on my far right. We've got Andy Leach on bass, Dan Leach on mando and guitar. There we got it right. And they're going to be doing another set in just a little while. They're going to skedaddle from this stage, head on down to the gazebo stage. So if you don't get enough of them here, you can hear some more of them right down there on the gazebo stage. He's got some great songs about Stetson Kennedy, the Plume Hunters down in South Florida. And you're going to hear a little bit of, I'm sure, all of those. How many of you have a copy of These Diamonds? Have y'all heard about These Diamonds? It's a CD put out by the Will McLean Foundation, and it features some of the best environmental songs written by Florida songwriters.
Mandolin's on a mic.
And Steve Blackwell is on there with his song about the Plume Hunters. You'll hear Amy Carroll Webb on there with Turtle Tears, which won the song contest at Will McLean a couple of years ago. You'll hear Paul Garfinkel on there. Grant Livingston, which is the title track, These Diamonds, a song about the Keys and preserving the Keys down in South Florida.
Well, you did a good job, Don.
I've had a lot of practice with your band. You all take a while. Hey, they got something new back here. I didn't notice until this year they had this monument for the 50th Florida Folk Festival back here. And I tell you what, this is, if you've never been here before, this marble stage has got so much history. I tell you, this was the main stage many years ago. This is where the dancing and the old performances by Gamble Rogers and Will McLean and where Cousin Thelma Bolton weaved her stories, right here on this stage before there was an amphitheater. So I'm always honored to get to stand on the old marble stage. I can feel the history of 52 years coming up from this stage. I really can. I'm glad we have a great crowd here for Steve Blackwell's group. I think we're just about ready.
Thank you.
All right. Let's please make welcome Mr. Steve Blackwell and his friends.
A marsh, a river. Oh, the peace of common things. Memories, they fly on by on their own spreading wings. Where did all the time go? Our day is almost done. Sitting here together, eyes on the setting sun. Like the sky's brilliant colors, oh, we've made our light shine bright. Listening to the frogs and birds, holding hands into the night. Seems like these mangrove roots hold pieces of our lives. Needle rush bends with the wind. Yellow moon pulls at the tides. Sitting in this stilt house, oh, hear that heron squawk. Sometimes it's all being said, and there ain't no need to talk. like this river reflects the sky so true. I look into your eyes and I see myself in you. Like this river, we've had our ebb and flow. I want to be beside you, dear, until it's time to go. Like this river reflects the sky so true. I look into your eyes and I see myself in you. Like this river, touches the flow. I want to be beside you, dear, until it's time to go. A porch, a marsh, a river. Oh, the peace of common things. Sweet memories, they fly on by on their own spreading wings. Precious memories, they fly on by on their own spreading wings. On their own spreading wings. On their own spread.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sound man.
I wrote that song for my wife.
I'm all right.
Of 36 years and soon 37, I guess. So anyway, that's for Sue. In our 37 years, we've got to know a lot of different trees. And this is a song I wrote about kind of one tree in particular, but I guess several others are kind of blended in. But this one that my daughter Carrie sings is called The Mystery Tree.
Some seem from
be in tears, and other times I'd smile.
That's where God lived in that tree. He revealed himself to me, and his sweet music set me free way back then. Now I know that tree is gone, but those feelings linger on, and I'm wanting so to climb it again. When I first climbed that ancient tree,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much. As Donna said, we're from Punta Gorda, and part of that Punta Gorda Guitar Army Neo Beatnik Revolutionary Ensemble. We've got a bunch of them here with us. So real proud to be here, and real proud to be up here with this group of people. On vocals there, and this is my daughter, Carrie Blackwell Hussey. On saxophones, my son, Jaffe Blackwell. Over here on mandolin and guitar and vocals, Mr. Dan Leach. And his son on bass, Mr. Andy Leach. As Donna mentioned to you, we've got a lot of real characters around Punta Gorda and different places that I like to write about. And this man named Two Dogs, Dan and I were invited to play music. A friend said, you know, I've got this friend Two Dogs. That was his Iroquois name. He was dying of cancer. And actually, Dan and I played music for him 4 days before he died. And so I knew that someday there was going to be a song there. And actually, it's not a sad song at all. It's a kind of a celebration. But the name of the song is We Played Music for Two Dogs Before He Died. We played music for two dogs before he died, on a rickety porch of a double wide. His tired mouth smiled, his proud eyes cried. Music for two dogs before he died. Well, good times, you can see them in his face. His art was his passion, his art was his grace. He painted that mural over Welby's place. A half-breed's run in this human race. Well, he'd been to Vietnam and other foreign lands, but he loved the water, he loved the sand. Down south is where he made his stand. Butterflies would light right in his hands. And shrimp boat when the money got low. Oh, the harbor and its breezes he grew to know. Pulling nets on a long night, you reap what you sow. Boiled shrimp, a sore back, cold beer and some dough. He painted fish on a bar wall for tips and beers. His great-grandma walked the trail of tears. Her eyes were in his when he checked the mirrors. She guided his paintbrush for all those years. Well, he'd been to Vietnam and other foreign lands, but he loved the water, he loved the sand. Down south is where he made his stand. Butterflies with light right in his hands. We played music for two dogs before he died,
on a rickety porch of a double wide. His tired mouth smiled, his proud eyes cried. Music for two dogs before he died. We played music for two dogs before he died.
Thank you. We've got ourselves in a bad position. We're double booked. We're supposed to be down at Frank's venue down there at the River Gazebo, right about now. So we're going to do one more song. So we're going to do "Amazing Grace."
So if you want to hear more,
and we're going to do this.
We'll continue this set down at the gazebo.
But we'll be playing tomorrow at the 5 o'clock at the Seminole stage. And we'll have an hour so we can really stretch out and do a few things. But these last few songs are all on our brand new CD called "It's So It Grows," and you ought to pick up a copy or two. And this one is on it as well. This one, even though we write a lot of songs, this is a cover song that's on there. We hope you'll like it. This is one that once again Carrie sings, called "Amazing Grace."
That saved a wretch
Thank you, folks, very much. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.